Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spin zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. This is an international show, so I want to make sure people know where I'm located. And I want to welcome new people that are joining us tonight, and I like to repeat some of the elements of my program. And even if you've been listening to me now and then or every week, I'd like to go over these concepts and healing methods that I use in my practice because they are different, folks. They are different. This is unlike any healing modality that is out there. I've been in this field for around 30 years, been at it a long time. And I was a holistic doctor, PhD doctor, who treated symptoms and was guessing and doing experimenting with my patients over the years. And I'd like just to take just a few minutes and give you the concept of what I do and what's out there at this present time. First of all, there is allopathic medicine or medical doctors, and these are drugs and surgery people, and believe me, there are times when we can't do without them, and the miracles of modern medicine in treating symptoms, and particularly people that are in accidents and people who have a heart attack, you cannot do without these life-saving techniques that turn people's health around in emergencies. What I'm speaking of is the vast majority of the people who go to their doctors with colds, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, stomach ailments, pain, arthritis. Well, all of these symptoms can be done, taken care of in natural ways without negative side effects. You know, when you take medicines, pharmaceutical drugs, they are treating a symptom, and that symptom may go away, but what happens is that the chemicals in that synthetic drug settle somewhere else in the body, and the body has to deal with it. It has to decide, either I'm going to get rid of this, or I'm going to store it somewhere else to create a problem later on. Well, number two is another system which I did for several years, and that is holistic treating of people, treating symptoms, same as the medical doctors, but doing it with natural herbs, vitamins, other supplements, and I was treating symptoms. And so my program is different. It is a third way of healing and taking care of your specific problems, health problems, where I'm not really treating any problem, but I'm bringing a homeostasis or a balance to the human body for the body to heal itself. What a concept! The body heals itself. My goodness, isn't this the way that we're supposed to live on this earth? And haven't we gotten so far away from it? And so, understanding that I am removing the causes of the problem and not treating the symptoms makes this practice stand out. And why am I on the radio? Well, obviously, is to get the word out and let people know that there is a true high vibrational way of healing the body that always works in my system and what I do. And what I do begins with over 100-year-old theory called lectinology. You may have heard about this in the blood type book that was written a few years ago, but this is a quantum leap beyond blood type. It is done with the individual's genes in the specific blueprint of a person. And I use a system that brings pinpoint accuracy, and it's called dowsing. So what I'm doing is bringing in information. It is psychically done, folks. It is not just dowsing. It is psychically done. It is a God-given gift to be able to pick up, whether you're in my office or you're one of my patients in Dublin, Ireland, that recently has come with me, and maybe he's listening tonight. What I'm talking about is that a high vibrational reading, vibrational medicine, energy medicine, medical, intuitive, these are some of the names I'm throwing out. But what it is picking up the vibrations of compatibility or incompatibility of the food that we eat, the supplements we're taking, and to detoxify the body. When I am able to take a client that I can help, and believe me, out there are people that are beyond what I can help in my practice, very, very advanced stages of cancer, Alzheimer's, advanced cases of many, many diseases, these are the people that I cannot help. And I let you know right up front that it is rare that I have somebody that I can help, because the vast majority of people in the United States or anywhere in the world out there that come to me have problems that advanced. Hello, good evening. Somebody's calling. Hello? Okay. I thought they was calling in on the line, and I'm about to give that information out in a few minutes. I think maybe they were trying to reach me. But anyway, understand why this is different. Understand why I'm on the air preaching this and trying to get the word out. I'm in the process of writing a book about my journey from traditional holistic treating of people to where I am today and the incredible healing that's taking place. And it's not me doing the healing, it is bringing in the information for my patients to pick up and to heal by their own bodies. The doctor is never healing anything in the first place. But when you give it the right food, the right water, the right exercise program, you know, the name of my book is going to be Why Guess About Your Health. Why guess and experiment about your health? You can do away with that. We are guessing, everyone. We are experimenting. Our doctors are out there saying one size fits all. And you know, let me tell you, if any of you have seen the Oprah show in recent months, Dr. Oz has been on there, and he's done, let me make it clear, he's done a wonderful job by putting out healthy foods that we should be eating. I am here to tell you, and he also gives you specific supplements that all of us should be taking. It is wrong. It is absolutely wrong. There is no one size fits all for the foods we eat. I don't care if it's the acai berry or spirulina or whatever it is. There's no one size fits all. That's what my program is about. For the first time, you're going to know exactly what proteins you should be eating and what proteins you should not be eating. You're going to begin to understand that, wow, I feel better when I'm eating Dr. Needle's eating plan that he worked up for me for my own genes, my own specific program, and my own blueprint. It's amazing. It's amazing. And so let me stop right here and tell you that if anybody, this is a live show on Thursday night, and when it runs next Wednesday, that'll be a rerun, particularly for the West Coast. But for Mountain Time, Eastern Standard Time, we are live tonight, and I want to give you a toll-free number, 1-888-815-9756. If you call that number, 1-888-815-9756. If you call that number, I will give you a very basic dousing. I will let you know, are you in the healthy zone? Are you in the unhealthy zone? Or are you in somewhere in between, which is the normal, quote, normal, unquote, healing and health, where the medical profession and many holistic doctors think that that person is healthy, but they don't know their genetic makeup and what they're doing and the supplements and the antioxidants and whatever these people are getting, more than likely it is not the right food, water, supplements for them. And that's where I come in. But again, I'd like you to call in. There's no charge. And we've, you know, got probably another 40 minutes here at 1-888-815-9756. Just give your name and where you're from, and I will give you some information. And if you are interested and want to pursue my practice or get information about it, learn about it, you can call Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. That's Eastern Standard Time. And give me a call, and there's no charge for me to do the same kind of dousing for you and to talk about the program and to talk about the cost and so forth and answer your specific health problems that may be going on out there. So, again, my number at the office is going to be 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. If you're calling in tonight, again, that number is 1-888-815-9756. Tonight, I wanted to give you, I like to take a while and tell you about some of the patients that I run in during this past week. I find it very fascinating, and you may relate to what I'm going to talk about, or you know somebody, a friend, or there's somebody in the family with the same problem, the same situation. First of all, let me tell you about my grandson. My grandson, they used to think, he's now 14 years old, they used to believe, the family did, that he was ADD or he had autism, and there was just absolutely no way to control this young man at certain times. He couldn't concentrate that much. He would get all wired up and couldn't calm him down. He would absolutely go berserk at times. And to make a long story short, in recent times, it has been pinpointed that he has Asperger's. And Asperger's is similar to autism. His mother, thank God, did not rush out and put him on Ritalin or one of the other derivatives, because she knows the damage, as I said earlier, of all pharmaceutical drugs, synthetic chemicals in the body. They, no matter what your physician may tell you, look at all of the side effects that they have. And you know, when it's stored in the body, it's going to be in your predisposition. That's going to be in the weakness where you have an illness from upline in your genetics, and another disease will develop, and then another disease will develop when that specialist gives you drugs. And do they all work together? More than likely they don't. Remember, these people are not chemists. They just take the drugs that they are guessing. They are experimenting on our bodies. Don't we need to take health into our own care, our own systems? Anyway, finally, I checked, and I knew that Ritalin worked for him. I know that Ritalin will work for him. It will dull him. It will sedate him. He will be a semi-zombie, but he will function better. He will do better at school. He'll behave better. His behavior will be better, for goodness sakes. Well, yours truly started investigating using the internet, going through all the drugs for Asperger's, learning more and more about it. What could help this young man? What could help him? Well, I looked at essential fatty acids because I know how healing they are for the brain, for the heart, and so many other areas of the body, and I couldn't find anything for him. Do you know, folks, how I find it? I put my hand up to the computer, and whether it's Google or Yahoo, MSM, doesn't matter, and I can put my hand and run my hand up and down until I find high vibrations. Well, I went to antioxidants. I then went to the many superfoods that are out there. I then looked at the blue-green algaes for him, getting more and more and more depressed as I was working trying to help this young man. But I knew there was something out there that would help him with his Asperger's, because I received that answer through my dowsing when I first started. So I went to bed that evening. In about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and I was thinking about him, and I was thinking about a movie that I saw years ago called Lorenzo's Oil. That may ring a bell with you. Nick Nolte, I think, was in it. And it was about a father who, at that time, before the computers, went to the library and just dug into the books to find something. And he came up with an oil, and they named it Lorenzo's Oil. And that O-I-L, that oil, stuck with me. And I got up out of the bed, and I spent almost all night, and I finally found what I was looking for. And I got into specific oils, and then I saw red currant oil. And that was a minimal positive, very, very little. And then it was black currant oil, black currant seed oil. Wham! The pendulum went into a positive spin, and it was just out of sight. It was so strong. I wanted to wake my wife up. You know, it was probably about 4:30 then, and tell her I was so excited. But I had to wait until that morning, and he has just received it and going to get started, and I will keep in touch with you and tune in to see, because the vibrations, when I find things like this, there is no doubt that they work. It's not even 90% or 99%. It is amazing, the God's gift of receiving pinpoint accuracy through information that comes in, and I have doubts that angels are helping me. And it is a mission that I still, at 72, do this business and want to make it bigger and bigger, because that's why I'm in here for this lifetime, to get people into true natural healing, not just alternative healing, not treating symptoms more and more. So this may not work for another child or an adult, but for his genetics, this black currant seed oil is going to be fantastic. I might tell you that one or two or three or four or five different manufacturers, that's not enough to look at. Even among the manufacturers, you have to put in the right materials, the right healing substances for the particular genetics of that person. And I was able to make that match. So no matter what happens for the rest of this week, I know that this is probably the highlight of my week. But I want to tell you a few other stories, and I think you'll find them interesting, and maybe you've got some of this. First of all, I want to say again, if you want to talk to me, I'll leave my conversation and then come right back. 1-888-815-9756. Call in, and I'll be glad to do a simple dowsing and see if you're in the healthy spin zone or not. And the next person I want to talk to you about is a woman that I have dealt with over a little over a year, around a year. And when I started with her, she was in a fetal position. She would tell me she wakes up in the morning in a fetal position on her bed. Wow, isn't that scary? Oh my goodness, that is really, really a sick person. I want you to know that with this person, I found the exact right supplements for her, and they were not the ones that I normally give to people because they were not right for her genetics. Almost all of my patients can handle the supplements that I put together, and they're put together for me. I do not go out and buy somebody else's stuff. They're under my own label. Anyway, this woman is doing great. She used to get into brain fog. She tells me that those are now gone. Her energy level is higher. She's been under enormous amount of stress. She moved from California to Virginia, and she's taking care of her mother. Lots of stress going on, and it's getting better and better, and I found a second product for her. And so the combination of the two are working, and she is like a different person. In fact, when I was talking to her, it'd been a while since I had talked with her, and her energy level seemed so high. Incredible, incredible. I'd like to mention another one. And that lady was in a situation. Let me tell you how the universe works. You know, you want to hear about the metaphysical part of what I do and why I'm on BBS Radio, a metaphysical station, internet station. This woman came to me, and she has stage 2 cancer in two different places, one in her breast, one in her colon. She mentioned to me that her mother died in her 50s of colon cancer, and she said, could I help her? Well, I went to my dowsing, and I first asked, could I help this lady with stage 2 cancer, folks, in two areas of the body? Yes, I can reduce this down. And as a matter of fact, after a while, over a period of months, several months, it should disappear. The way this happened was, what brought it, it used to be stage 1.5 and less that I could help. From half stage up to stage 1.5. Now, keep in mind, this is before the oncologist, in most cases, are going to find anything. They're going to think everything is fine. They're going to think and see that, oh, there's nothing there. You got to remember, I'm working at cell level. I'm working at early stages. Within a few months ago, I came across enormous, enormous improvements in my minerals. It was a company that just jumped out from the internet and vibrated on my hand and said, Dr. Needle, take another look at these. And they were able to move my 1.5 stage cancer up to stage 2 to help people. And I had just gotten these new minerals in when she showed up. Had she come to me 2 months ago or 3 months ago, I would have said, I can't help you. But these new minerals came in, boosted up the level of cancer that I could help her with, and she's on her way. Isn't that interesting how the universe works? How she was destined to come to me and for me to help her, or she would have gone on with her lifestyle and her eating plan, the typical low-fat, whatever she thought was right and what the CNN and health magazines have told her what's right for her to eat, and she would have gotten sicker and sicker, and she would have ended up with chemo and maybe surgery and radiation and God knows what. So I thank the Lord that I was able to connect with this lady at such a specific time that within months, one way or the other, would have made a big difference. Okay. I want to tell you the last patient that I talked with this week, and man in his mid-40s, really into nutrition. He is going to a naturopathic physician. They're using machines to check his blood to see what he's deficient in. He's going and ordering all of these very expensive supplements from different holistic healers, spending a fortune. He found me on the internet in my dousing listing, dousingforhealth.com, and he wanted a consultation, which I would do tonight if somebody calls in. If not, I want you to call my office, 1-800-653-1056, during the week, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And I'll give you a very basic dousing as well. There's certainly no charge for that. So anyway, he and I were both surprised. He was unhealthy. Ladies and gentlemen, this man had spent a fortune, and he's going to highly sophisticated machines and holistic healers of all kinds. And as Dr. Phil says, and how's that working? Well, it's not working. And you wouldn't be calling me today, first of all. And number two, you didn't know that you had a 40% blockage in your arteries. A 40% blockage in your arteries. So I am able to help this gentleman to bring that plaque down. And there'll be a lot more when I do his eating plan. There'll be some more things to be addressed, and we'll take a look at it. If I'm doing a basic dousing, I'm looking at the heart, the arteries. I look at the sugar levels, the insulin levels, and I look for cancer. Yes, I look for cancer. And I ask permission, if you call tonight or you call me in my office, you know, do you want me to tell you what's going on? If I cannot help that person, I mentioned this earlier, if I can't help them, I am going to let you know. So anything that I bring up, they're going to be, here's what's going to happen. Yes, I can help you and can tell you where these problems are in your system, and they will not have been picked up by your doctor. Your doctor was, okay, Tom, your blood work looks good, and the cholesterol's a good number, and we'll see you in 6 months. You're doing good. Tom goes out and jogs that weekend and drops dead of a heart attack. Well, they don't know. They don't know the early conditions. They have no sophisticated machinery that this stuff is. They still can't pick it up. They still can't pick up the early stages and cell level. Remember, I'm working at cell level and pick up this information. So I wanted to go over just some of the patients that I've been involved with over the past week and share these things with you, because I think you can connect when somebody you know has diabetes, somebody with cancer, and what stages, and can they be helped? Okay. What is my eating plan. What is that all about? I've mentioned in the last month the 500 food eating plan that I give to people. It's not a diet. It's not a diet. It is the foods that you should avoid, the foods that you should take more of, and the foods that are okay for you to eat. They're in the middle. What that eating plan does is to tell us and show the prime, and this is very important, folks. If you don't get anything else tonight out of this, remember, the number one cause of sickness and disease, number one cause, is eating the wrong lectins. Well, what are lectins? Lectins are protein chemicals that are in all of our food, even in the water that we drink, and it is either compatible or incompatible for your system when you eat these lectins. What happens is that if everything is okay, the food comes in, it digests, it goes out to the bloodstream, and it's broken down, and everything is compatible, everything's fine. The problem is that for the individual's genetics, these foods come in, they go into the body, they are incompatible for the genes of that individual, and everybody's different. Dr. Oz, as I said earlier, is telling everybody to eat that food. Some people it's going to work for. Maybe half of the population that's listening and tries that, it's not going to work, or more. It's all guesswork. It's all experimenting. It's all experimenting. So what you want to do is not to guess anymore and not to experiment anymore and understand that inflammation, irritation starts and then the inflammation and full-blown disease will occur in a predisposition in the body. Well, what is that predisposition? That's the weakness of the system. Maybe it's skin and it's psoriasis. Maybe it's in the colon. Maybe it's in the prostate, in the breast. Those are your genes, everyone. That's where all that's coming from. The number one cause of sickness and disease is eating the wrong lectins, 100-something-year-old philosophy, theory. I don't care what it is. It works every single time with every single patient I work with. There are no exceptions. Number two, the second leading cause of sickness and disease is taking in the wrong supplements, taking in the wrong antioxidants, amino acids, whatever. The essential fatty acids, you may be taking fish oil. Well, George, bye, George. It's probably, when I check it, it more likely it may be that flaxseed oil is better for George. There's no way to know that. It is a gift that I have. I don't take it lightly. I am not cocky about it. I am just screaming and yelling and getting the word out for people to listen to what I have to say. It's not for me, it's for you. It will turn your life around. You will not be a sheep that's herded. Let's say you're a diabetic, going from starting out with a diabetic diet that's not right for you, and then going to insulin, and then going to maybe a stroke or a heart attack, or then having on these machines, kidney machines, dialysis, and gangrene, and then ultimately death. What a lifetime of misery when it's not necessary. It's because people don't know that there are other ways, and it's not talking about treating a symptom with a holistic healer. This is I'm a holistic healer, but I'm removing the causes. I'm removing the causes. I am not treating the symptoms. The body will balance itself when you give it what it wants and heal itself when you give it what it wants and it needs. So when we do these 500 foods, many things show up that are so interesting, and they pinpoint what the exact disease is that these people have. It's amazing. It pinpoints and shows that, let's say, somebody has salt and sea salt. It's listed, one of the 500 foods. And it shows that they are to stay away from salt and sea salt. I know right then they have high blood pressure. They don't have to tell me. A doctor doesn't have to tell me. I know that, and it's always correct. Guess what? If a doctor tells you you have normal blood pressure, but stay away from salt, they're harming you. They're harming you. They're harming your body. We need salt, and those people, it's not for everyone to cut down on your salt. If your blood pressure is normal, you can handle salt and sea salt. Well, that's just one example. How many people are drinking coffee out there? You probably don't want to hear this, but there's a fair amount of people that shouldn't be drinking it. It's irritating their system. And it may be difficult for you to get off of it. Well, you can wean off of it. And I have a cheating factor in my eating plan. So if that's a tough one to give up, you can still drink it for a while and just understand that you don't want to drink more and more of it as you go along. You want to drink less and less of it. So that's another example. But that eating plan, as I keep repeating, is the number one cause of sickness and disease in the human body. It's not all of it, but it's the majority of the time. And when we get that straight, we then need to look at the supplements that people take. I had a woman call me today. She's a new patient. And because something didn't happen to her better overnight, she'd had an operation on her ankles. She has got shooting pains that come and go. She's only been on the program for about a week. And she wants to take vitamin C. She's got a little cold. And first of all, where does that cold come from? That's a detoxification. This woman is so toxic, okay, the supplements are bringing on a cleansing. It's good. It's good to have that. It is not a bad thing to feel that. And she then understood what I was talking about. But when you take vitamin C, vitamin A, B6, B12, and you take them by themselves, you are giving the body isolated synthetic chemicals. Really, Dr. Needle, I thought that's so natural. Well, it was when it started, the vitamin C and the cherry or the orange or wherever it came from, rose hips. But when they finish manufacturing and putting those chemicals together to create a vitamin C, is it really helping the body? The body looks at it and says, oh, this is not natural. I know they're calling it natural. No, it's not a drug, but I have to deal with it. It's not going to help this body. and I either store it or I have to get rid of it. Well, the less and less of that that you can take with all of this bombardment of chemicals, we get enough of them that are hidden in our food. Don't we all know that? So don't add to it. I use phytonutrient therapy, plant therapy. The reason I use that is that it is incredibly healing when I find the right nutrients for that particular patient. Not store-bought, not because the company is reputable and been in business for years and years. That used to mean something to me when I treated symptoms. I don't treat symptoms anymore. So when you take a phytonutrient and it's high vibrational and it's right for your genetics and you put it into your system, the body says, oh, just what I'm looking for, whole food nutrition. I don't have to worry about how many milligrams. A doctor will give 1,200 milligrams of calcium to women, and they come to me, and they've got osteoporosis. Oh, boy, that's really working, isn't it? Or they're taking that one a month or once a year shot and all of this fancy drug, pharmaceutical drug stuff, and they're not getting any better. I tell people I can stop osteoporosis and I can't turn it back. Well, one of my patients that have been with me a couple of years now called me up and with such excitement. She'd just been to her doctor. She said, Dr. Needle, in my right hip, I have osteoporosis in my back, and it stopped. It is completely stopped. And that's what I tell people. We can stop the progression of it because it's got holes all in the spine. We can't repair that and turn the body around. But what she said to me is, you know what? I have osteopenia now in my right hip, and it was originally osteoporosis. So it reversed itself. A very, very unusual case, but it happened. So I tell people, don't expect it to reverse, but we can stop it in its tracks. Another one is macular degeneration. Any of you people out there with macular degeneration or cataracts, I can stop the progression in early stages of macular degeneration. It won't come back. I can reverse cataracts. We can get rid of them. My wife is almost completed at 71, almost done away with the cataract in her left eye. It's almost all disappeared. It's amazing, folks. It is, you know, it's God's healing, and what we're meant to have is whole food, phytonutrient healing. Okay, we've talked about supplements. We've talked about the eating plan. Number three, the third largest cause of healing problems and disease is with toxicity. There are all kinds of problems that are caused sometimes directly or indirectly in the system, and it can be traced back to heavy metals, okay, having cadmium, lead, and mercury in our body, in our cells. And so we take and do a detoxifying problem with a specific water that is designed as a supplement to cleanse and to take out all of the heavy metals over a period of time. It's not overnight, but anything and everything to help heal your system will be taken care of when you give it the right foods, take away the foods that are making you sick, when you are giving the right supplements, and 99.99% of the time, people that are on supplements, nearly if not all 100% of them are taken away, no longer needed. Holy smokes, there's some people that are spending a fortune. They're probably up to 1,000 or more a year buying things that are not healing their body, not making them well, making them sick. And you have to understand that only in recent years has Dr. Needle come out of the closet, so to speak, to do this kind of work, who initially, very frankly, was very worried, what are people going to think? Psychic. Oh, my goodness. Is that a witch? Is that a, you know, someone crazed? Well, you know, there are lots of TV programs, The Mentalist, and John Edwards is on We Channel talking to people, to their people that have died and passed over to the families, and they're going back and forth with messages. Believe me, he's authentic, and I douse on people to see if authentic. I can tell you who, whatever their field is, whether they are authentic or not, kind of an interesting offshoot of what I do. So please understand, number one, I can't help 100% of the population out there. I couldn't get around to 100% of the population because this involves me, and I'm the one that has to do this work. My wife is incredible. I might tell you something very interesting that I've started in recent times. Somebody gives me their chronological age. Well, that's great. How would you like to know your real age? What are you inside? There is not a patient who comes to me who is younger than their chronological age. They're all older. Some of them are 10 and 15 and 20 years older, 25 years older inside. It's not too late, folks. I can still help if it's not too advanced what's going on. But to give you an answer, and then we're coming close to the 55 minutes. Boy, has it flown by this evening. Time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you are on a mission and helping people. And hopefully people will call me at 1-800-653-1056 during the week. Tomorrow, live show. Tomorrow will be Friday. But Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, 1-800-653-1056. I will do a very basic dousing, and then I will let you know where you are in the health regimen. You have to understand, I want people who are interested in very high levels of health. The people that are with me are the ones that not only get well, but want to be centurions. What good is it to be a centurion in a coma, in a wheelchair, on a walker? Not in my book. It doesn't have to be that way. Health, okay? Health, it's not normal to be sick. There's so much of it. What is our health care? It's disease management. No matter what comes out of this situation with Obama, and whatever was before, it is not a health program. It's managing diseases. It's a business of managing diseases. I wanted to give you my age of 72. I am now 34 inside. My real age is 34. My wife is 71, and her real age is 33. It didn't happen overnight. It's taken a few years, but we are over 30 years younger inside. And I can tell you, there are so-called gurus out there who are preaching that they know all the answers to good health, or, you know, they have MD behind their names and whatever, cardiologists. That doesn't mean that they know all the answers. You must take health into your own hands. Don't rely on health, okay, disease management programs that are coming up. The more you take health into your own hands, the healthier you're going to be. High levels of health, optimum levels of health, where there's no inflammation. You know, I'm healthy, except I've got prostate cancer. Baloney, that's not healthy. Oh, well, Joe's got three or four things wrong with him. God, I used to buy into that nonsense, that mass nonsense. You know, BBS Radio is known for putting out information that if it was mass-produced, it wouldn't be on this station. These are the thinkers. These are the people who are open. Again, call me at 1-800-653-1056, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk. There's no charge. Let me do a basic dousing, tell you the details of my program. You're going to be surprised how affordable it is. Good night. God bless. Talk to you next week.